Matt, we've got a very special guest, defensive coordinator of the Arkansas Razorbacks, Chris Ash, joins us now. And, Coach, welcome to Arkansas.
Thanks. I'm not sure about that introduction being a special guest, but I'm happy to be
no,
here.
No, no, you are a special guest. And I know you haven't had a lot of time in Arkansas yet because you've been out on the road recruiting.
Yeah, I have. I have not spent many nights here in the apartments that they're putting us up in, and been out on the road trying to find some new players for not only this year but for the future.
Coach, talk a little bit about some in-state recruits. I know you can't talk about the names of them, but are you impressed with the in-state talent we have in Arkansas? What can we do as high school programs to get the talent better where we can have more players that can play at a high level?
Well, from what I've seen on tape, the guys that are committed to, you know, without talking about specifics, I've been impressed with what I have seen. I think the guys play hard. They've been well coached. They can compete at a high level, and we're excited to get them in the program. And when you look at the University of Arkansas and you think about what we've done at the University of Wisconsin, we're going to build the program on in-state talent. You know, the further you go away from your home campus, the less likely you're going to have 100% return on your investment with recruits. So the more we can get from in-state, the better off we're going to be. You know, you talk about developing high school players in-state to produce more Division I SEC type of players. Really, it's a process, and it's a belief in your program. A lot of guys just are natural athletes, and they can run, they can jump, change direction, and tackle without a lot of coaching. But there are also some things that some of the great coaches here within the state of Arkansas do to help develop their talent so they can be recruited at a level like
right.
this. And as we go forward and get a chance to get to know the coaches more, meet them at clinics, have them on campus, you know, if they're looking for suggestions in terms of how to develop, how to coach, different coaching points, our doors are going to be open to those guys, and we're going to do everything we can to help them.
It's awesome. Yeah.
Coach, one thing, I guess let's start here. Why Arkansas? Why now? You had an opportunity, but Coach Alvarez wanted to get a head coach to take over for Coach Bielema, but why follow Coach down here to Arkansas?
Well, after the year that we had last season, 2012 season at Wisconsin, I had several opportunities. One of them was to come with Coach B here. My loyalty is to him. I've known Brett for a long, long time. I've been fortunate to coach with him for the last 3 years there at the University of Wisconsin. He gave me an opportunity to be a defensive coordinator. No other head coach did, so my loyalties are to him. He's been great to me, and I wouldn't want to work for anybody else. Do I want to have an opportunity to be a head coach at some point? Yeah, and he's doing everything he can to help mentor me, develop me, and put myself in a position to do that at some point. When you talk about the University of Arkansas, I mean, he made a decision to come here based on certain criteria, the fan base, the administration, the facilities, the recruiting base, the SEC. And, you know, if he's coming here, I believe in him. I believe in what we're going to do. We're going to win. It's just a matter of how long it's going to take. And I'm happy to be here and happy to be a part of the staff.
Coach, when you're recruiting these, you know, high school seniors and they want to come in, and a lot of them want to just come in and play right away, do you like to redshirt them, get them in the weight room, give them an offseason under them, or do you see a lot of them being able to come in and play right away?
If I had a personal choice, I wish all incoming freshmen would redshirt. I wish the NCAA would change the rule, to be honest with you, because what it would do, it would cut out a lot of the egos and a lot of the stuff that you go through in a recruiting process. Because you and I both know a lot of coaches go out and they sell the recruits that they're going to be able to walk in the door and play as a freshman.
Right.
And that's not an accurate a statement. You know, you don't know until they actually get on campus. And in your program, you would rather have more fifth-year seniors in your program than guys that come in and play right away. There are a few exceptions where guys are ready to step on campus and play at a high level, but that's few and far between, and not a lot of programs have that luxury. You know, we're going to have to develop our talent, and the way you do that is to have them in your program longer. I just wish they would make it back the way it used to be, and everybody would have to redshirt.
Talk about when you go on the road, Chris, and you sit down across the table or across a coffee table from a recruit and a recruit's parents. How are you selling the University of Arkansas to them?
Well, the first thing I'm trying to sell is I'm trying to sell Coach Bielema. You know, because we're still in the stages of trying to learn what Arkansas is all about. We haven't been here long enough. You know, I know about the tradition. I know about the games they've won, the bowl games they've gone to. I know about some of the great players that have played here. So, obviously, I'm using that as a recruiting tool. The SEC is obviously a great recruiting tool. But I'm selling Coach Bielema. I mean, he right now is the head coach of the program. That's the face that everyone's going to associate Arkansas football with. And he's won, and he's going to win. And that's really what we're selling, an opportunity to play for a proven head coach in a great league at a school that has unbelievable support, has the support of the fans, the administration, has had a rich tradition, and plays in the nation's top conference. That's what we're selling.
When you have your defense and you got your defensive players in your meeting, and I know just playing against certain teams have certain personalities about them. They're finesse, they're physical, they're fast. What do you want your personality of your defense to be?
Well, when you talk about our defense, we're going to have a personality. We define it as put the ball down mentality and personality. You know, we want a defense that will go out and play hard, will play smart, and they're going to play fast, and they're going to play it consistently at a high level. And, you know, we're not going to talk a lot about situations, sudden change, red zone, backed up. We're going to talk about the balls down and let's go play. And that's the mentality, that's the personality, that's the identity we want to have on this defense is, you know, we're going to play at a high level, we're going to play tough, we're going to play smart, we're going to play fast, and wherever the ball's at, let's go play.
When you look at this Arkansas team, specifically defensively, I know you've only been able to watch a couple of game tapes and actually the first half of those two games. Do you see spots where they need improvement right now?
Well, you know, without getting into specifics, I would say there is, one, there's talent here on defense. Two, based on, you know, what happened last year and the stats, there's obviously some room for improvement and upgrades in certain positions. But, you know, these players that we have right now in the program, they're the ones we're going to have to win with next year. And what we're going to have to do is we're going to have to change the mindset. We're going to have to change the culture of the football team. This has been an offensive football team. And you look at the top teams in the SEC and the top teams around the league that win at a high level and have a chance to compete for a national championship. They do one thing consistently, and that's play great defense. And we're going to have to change that here. And it started the other night. We got a chance to meet with the players for the first time and as a full team and then with the defensive guys, the position groups. And that's one of the things we talked about is we're going to change the culture here. We are going to become a defensive football team. We're going to play a really good defense here, and we're going to give ourselves a chance to win at a high level because of it. And that's a process. It doesn't just happen because Coach Bielema or myself walked in the door here. It's a process, and that process is starting now. It's a process that's going to happen in the weight room. It's going to happen in our morning workout, spring practice. And it starts by building relationships. We talked to them about that on Sunday. For the process of change to happen, for us to become a defensive football team, we have to build a relationship between the coaches and the players. Because, again, just because we showed up, that relationship isn't there. And that relationship has to be built on trust. These guys have to trust us before they're going to buy into us. And that's what we're going to start to work on right away.
Coach, this spring coming up, when you actually get to see the guys live, what are a couple goals you want to accomplish with the players that are there before the freshmen, the seniors, freshmen-to-be come in for 2-a-days this spring? What do you really hope to get accomplished?
Well, the first thing we want to do is we want to identify the players that we feel will go out and compete every single snap for us. You know, a lot of players have talent, but not everybody will go out and compete. And we're looking for guys that will go out and compete. We're looking for guys that have toughness. We're looking for guys that we can believe in and guys that believe in the team concept. That's something that we're looking for. You know, you set aside the athletic part of it. That's what we want. You know, guys that are tough, smart, and will go out and compete. And then what we need to teach the guys is fundamental football. You know, if you want to make some drastic improvements on this defense with the players that we have, they've got to learn the game. They got to learn situations, what we expect in those situations, what they can expect from the offense. But we've got to teach them the fundamentals of the game, how to get in proper stances, how to get lined up, how to read keys, how to take good footwork, how to use their hands. That's a big thing that caught my eye from watching the games. We've got to really teach all positions how to use their hands, and we've got to improve the tackling. And there's a couple things you do. They're teaching them how to approach ball carriers, teaching them how to finish, but we've got to work on the effort in our pursuit to the football. So that's really what we're going to try to accomplish here this offseason before we ever get to the fall.
Coach, you made a great point right there talking about reading keys and film study and just knowing. I was fortunate enough to play a few years in the NFL, and the players there are not any faster than the players at the college level. It's their attention to detail and their film study. How much film are you going to be able to watch? I know there's different NCAA rules that you can't watch film, but is the film room always open, and how much do you encourage them to actually read those keys and being able to go watch film like that?
Well, that's a major part of becoming a great player. It's not just what you do on the field. It's what you do off the field that makes you a great player on Saturdays. And you make a good point. How do you do that? It's about film study. Not only studying your opponent, but studying yourself. And what we'll do on defense, we're going to keep our scheme simple, so our guys can know it inside out. They're going to know every single adjustment. And what they can do with that is sit down and study an opponent and really get to know the opponent inside out, because we're not worried about a lot of different adjustments on our end of it. We want to keep things as simple as we can. But that film room will make or break us as a program. One of the reasons we were successful at the University of Wisconsin is what we called overtime. You know, and it's the NCAA rules are you've got 8 hours now and you're going to have 20 hours in the fall to spend with these guys. But those 8 hours and 20 hours are not enough to get you where you want to be. And they're going to have to put in a lot of overtime of studying film individually and as groups. And it's our job to teach them how to study and how to take notes and what to look for. And that's all part of the process of change that I was talking about. And, again, it's not going to happen overnight. But that film room and the amount of time they're willing to spend in there will make these guys a lot better players.
Matt Jones, Trey Schaap, it's overtime. We like the name overtime that you use there. We're joined by Chris Ash, defensive coordinator of the Arkansas Razorbacks. Coach, when Coach B had his press conference, his introductory press conference, when he was named the next coach of the Arkansas Razorbacks, he talked about recruiting uncommon guys, uncommon players. What are uncommon players?
Well, when you think about common, if you're a common person, you do things that are easy. People that do things the hard way or go above and beyond and do overtime, that's uncommon. And he's looking for players that want to go above and beyond what is easy, what is asked of you, because we can only ask so much, but you got to put in a lot more. And it's uncommon for kids to naturally do that, and we're looking for guys that will do that.
Talk about Charlie Partridge, who comes with you from Wisconsin. You've been able to work with him, and then some of the others that you haven't worked with before, but you're getting used to knowing them and the defensive staff as a whole.
Well, unfortunately, this is going to be the fourth school that I've worked with Charlie at. So we go way back. Charlie and I started our – we actually played football together at Drake University in Des Moines, Iowa. We started our coaching profession there together at Drake as graduate assistants. We have some great stories about how we've kind of progressed in this coaching profession.
Probably some stories you couldn't say.
I wouldn't say, no, not, at least not on the air. But, no, Charlie and I have a great history together. We've worked together. We're friends off the field. We have a great relationship, and that's part of having a great staff. We've got chemistry with each other. We're going to have chemistry on the defensive staff. We're going to have a lot of same beliefs and philosophies, how things are going to be conducted, and that starts. That stuff feeds over to the players. And the guys that we've added to the staff, Randy Shannon has been a great addition. I've known Randy for a long time. Coach Bielema has. Charlie has. None of us have worked together, but we know what Randy's all about. We know the way he teaches the game, the way he recruits, the type of person he is, the way he's going to handle his business fits in with what we want to get done. He's going to pay attention to detail. He's going to be a great teacher with the fundamentals of the game like we want, and he's going to have good chemistry, help us with the chemistry in the defensive staff room. And then when you look at Taver Johnson being a holdover, Taver was only here for 1 year. We were very familiar with Taver from his days back at Ohio State in the Big Ten, competed against him, recruited against him. And Taver is a very high-quality football coach in person, and very excited to be able to work with Taver.
Coach, when you talk about you just want to set the football down and go play defense, other than points against, what are some of the stats that you really try to be really good at? Are they three and outs, turnovers?
Well, when you look at defensive stats that really I'm concerned with, one is points. That's it, the most important. And typically, you know, at the beginning of the year, you'd like to have a defense that can hold an offense to 18, 17 points or less. And if you're in that area, you're giving your football team a chance for victory each Saturday. But points is the number one thing. And then from there, you got to try to identify, hey, what are the other areas that will lead you to having a great scoring defense? Right off the bat, rush defense would come to mind. you know, the fewer yards you're going to limit to on the ground, the better off you're going to be making an offense one-dimensional and throwing the football. So scoring points and rushing defense. From there, we want to be great on first down. You know, if you're going to be good on third down, you've got to be a lot better on first down and put yourself in more third and long situations. If you're not very productive on first down, you're giving them second and short, third and short. People are going to be able to move the sticks and move the ball on you, and if they do that, they're going to score more points. So we want to be productive on first down. And then from there, it's third down efficiency, being able to get off the field and stopping people. When you do get them into third down situations, being able to get a stop and get off the field. So the things that you're going to try to keep track of, again, it's scoring points, rushing yards, success on first down, and then being able to get off the field on third down. And then from there, it's takeaways. We want to be able to get the ball back. We don't talk about turnovers because to us, it's more of an offensive action. They turn the ball over. We want a takeaway mentality on this defense where when the ball's snapped, it's an opportunity for us to take it away and get it back for our offense or go score on defense.
When you look at strength and conditioning, and Coach Bielema was able to bring Coach Herbert with him. Talk about him and how he's able to develop players to your liking.
Well, Ben Herbert is one of the best strength and conditioning coaches in the country. He loves his job. He has a passion for what he does. He coaches and attacks the weight room and the strength and conditioning program like we do with our position groups out on the football field. He knows exactly what we want. For him, it's not only a physical conditioning deal and physically transforming your body, but the mental part of it is just as important. He's going to develop these guys physically and mentally by challenging them, putting them in artificial adversity and see how they handle it. He's going to put them in a ton of competitions and see who, again, compete. We talked about competing. Mm-hmm. We're going to find out who competes with what he does in the weight room and what he does this offseason with guys. And the before and after shots that he has had from his time at Wisconsin are unbelievable to see what he's been able to do with bodies. And so far the initial reaction has been very positive. The guys are excited about what he's showing them in the direction that he's going to go with that part of the program.
We've got about five more minutes left. I do want to hit on a couple of more points. J.J. Watt, everybody knows him now from the Houston Texans, but he was a key player at Wisconsin, and you guys brought him in and then developed him and turned him into a defensive end.
Yeah, J.J. was an in-state kid out of the state of Wisconsin. He was a walk-on tight end. You could tell that he was physical. He was tough. He had a motor. He was moved over to the defensive side of the football. Just love the weight room. You talk about Ben Herbert being able to transform bodies. He transformed J.J. Watt's body, and J.J. has a motor. Charlie Partridge did a great job in his development as a defensive lineman coming over from the tight end position. And in 2 years, he went from a walk-on tight end to an All-American junior defensive end to one of the best players in the NFL. And it's a great credit to Ben Herbert and to Charlie Partridge with what they did with J.J.
Also recruiting the state of Florida. It seems like you guys, Coach Bielema, has had someone down there nonstop since January 1st, basically, since the bulk of the staff got here. Talk about how important it is to get into Florida and specifically South Florida.
Well, at this point in time for recruiting, basically what we're doing is we're going to attack players that we've had a relationship with or knew about or into areas that people feel familiar with or comfortable with. And South Florida is where Charlie Partridge has recruited for several years. Coach Bielema recruited as an assistant in South Florida. Randy Shannon is a South Florida guy. When George McDonald, you know, he's been a South Florida guy. So we've had more connections to that area and that region than we have anywhere else at this point. Now, when we get past the signing day, you know, we will reshuffle things and we will assign areas and we will go attack areas that we think Arkansas can be successful in. But right now, you know, we've identified players in areas that we're familiar with, and that won't be necessarily the case moving on. We will still hit Florida, but we'll have other areas of emphasis that are located closer to home.
And I guess you could say that recruiting not only just nationwide, Hawaii is in the nation, but I know that Coach has spent some time over there too. I know you can't talk specifics, but the fact that there's nowhere that if there's a player that you guys want that you won't go to try and get.
No, we won't. Again, I think our main focus is going to be closer to home. because you're, I think your return for your investment is a lot greater when you can do that. The buy-in, the, you know, if you can get more in-state players or guys close by, those kids have grown up as Arkansas Razorback people. And when you get more people in your program like that, they tend to work harder. They have more pride in it. And we're going to start there. But, yes, if there are players anywhere in the nation that have interest in the University of Arkansas that fit what we're looking for, then we will go recruit them.
Can you talk about the switch from the Big Ten to the SEC? And are you excited? Is the rest of the staff excited about the challenge of competing in the SEC?
Yeah, we're definitely excited. You know, I don't look at it as a challenge. I look at it as an opportunity. You know, as a coach or as a player, you always want to be able to compete against the best of the best, and that's what this conference gives you the opportunity to do. You know, there are great players in every single league, but the quantity of players that they have down here in the SEC is greater than any other league, and that's what we're looking forward to.
Chris, we appreciate it. Thanks so much for your time.
Thanks a lot,
Thank
Coach.
You guys for having me.